Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
His ball's gone!
We're counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the leadoff show powered by...
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the Pottawatomie Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Happy Saturday. Happy Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Day. Welcome in to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. My name is Tommy Wirtz here, taking you in now for Game 2 of 162 for the Milwaukee Brewers this season. Let's not waste any time. This is why you guys tune in right away here at 11 o'clock. It's time for the starting lineups for today against the Yankees.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Game 2 of the year is going to see a pitching battle between newly acquired members of each of these ball clubs. The Milwaukee Brewers are going to throw the new left-hander Nestor Cortez, who they got in the Devin Williams trade, of course, as the New York Yankees are going to pitch the new lefty Max Fried. The Yankees lineup looks like this today. Three former MVPs starting off the lineup for the Yankees at first base, Paul Goldschmidt. In left field, Cody Bellinger. Right field, Aaron Judge. Batting cleanup today at second base, Jazz Chisholm. Shortstop Anthony Volpe, he went yard on opening day. He's going to bat fifth. Austin Wells, who was the leadoff man on day one, now going to bat sixth and catch today. Brewers legend at third base today, Pablo Reyes. Yes, that Pablo Reyes. You remember him? He's playing third base for the New York Yankees today, DHing Jason Dominguez. And in center field, another former Brewer, Trent Grisham. Now for the Milwaukee Brewers. They're going to run back the exact same lineup from opening day. In left field, Jackson Churio DHing today. Christian Yelich batting second. Batting third is going to be the catcher, William Contreras, in the cleanup spot at first base today, Rhys Hoskins. In right field, you're going to see Sal Frelick again. He had two hits on opening day. Shortstop, Joey Ortiz batting sixth. Garrett Mitchell in center batting seventh. Vinny Capra went yard, first run of the season, first homer on the season for the Milwaukee Brewers. He plays third base, bats eighth, and Bryce Terang is going to bat ninth and play second base for this Milwaukee Brewers team. How did game one go? Let's catch up on it. If you missed any of the action, we have the rewind here on the Leadoff Show.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The Milwaukee Brewers kicked off their home opener at Yankee Stadium on Thursday. It's the first time these two clubs have played on opening day since 1979. The Brewers would go down in order in inning number one, and the Yankees would get on the board via a leadoff home run by catcher Austin Wells. If you didn't see the broadcast, they only said this 72 times, maybe over under on that. He is the first catcher in MLB history to hit a leadoff home run on opening day. Brewers down 1-0. Sal Frelick collects the first Brewer hit of the 2025 season with a soft hit single in the second, but it was the Yankees adding to their lead after another solo home run by shortstop Anthony Volpe. Brewers down 2-0. Let's head to the third inning, where the Brewers would get on the board for the first time this season with the first home run coming from, you guessed it, Vinny Capra.
2-2 pitch is ripped into left. That ball is smashed and gone. Capra, six home runs in the spring, and now in his first opening day start, has shot one out to left. It's a 2-1 game.
A quick bat on that fastball. That's kind of the way he was swinging a bat in spring training.
I'm telling you, if Vinny Capra is good, it's going to be a problem this year for the rest of the MLB. Let's head on later on into the ball game. After giving up those two home runs, Freddie Peralta would settle down. We head to the fifth inning. We have a single from Yankees DH Ben Rice and a walk by Austin Wells. There was an error on that Ben Rice play. Two on, two out, and Aaron Judge is at the plate.
What does Judge have in store for the home crowd on opening day? Strikes out to end the inning. Contreras fires the ball up toward the upper deck. He got it up there after the strikeout. And Peralta struck out two in the inning. He's got eight in the game.
Yeah, that would end Freddie Peralta's day. He had a nice outing. He went through five innings. He gave up the two homers, but in two-thirds of the parks, he wouldn't have gave up any homers, if you heard that as well. Two-run ball with eight strikeouts for Freddie. Brian Hudson would walk two, but gave up none in the sixth. Jared Koenig had a rough outing. He gave up two in just two-thirds of an inning there in the seventh. Yoel Piamps had to finish that inning. We have a clean eighth inning from not starter, but maybe reliever, Tyler Alexander. And then we head down to the ninth inning, and Joey Ortiz leads off the inning with a single. Next up, we had Isaac Collins.
Switch hitter waits and hits one a ton in the air to right. Back at the wall, this ball is up against. The runner will dig around third. That is Ortiz. They're going to hold him. And it's second and third with nobody out on a double by Isaac Collins. And just like that, the Brewers will bring up the tying run.
Yeah, Brewers had something brewing in that ninth inning there. Did I mention that Devin Williams, you remember that name? Former Brewers closer, obviously, for the last few seasons, making his Yankee debut after a sacrifice fly from Bryce Terang. It's 4-2 Yankees. There is two on, one out for Jackson Churio. He strikes out as he did five times in this one. Two on, tying run at second base, the former MVP, Christian Yelich.
Pitch is headed home. Struck him out, and the Yankees win it.
Yeah, not too exciting at the end there. The Brewers fall to the Yankees on opening day, 4-2. Carlos Rodon gets the win, Peralta the loss, and Devin Williams the save. Opening day, maybe not completely exciting by any means, but it was nice to have baseball back. I thought Freddie had a great outing. If you're going to get five innings out of your starter on opening day, the two homers, as I said, the Austin Wells homer, that was only a home run in Yankee Stadium. The Anthony Volpe homer, only in nine ballparks would that have been a home run as well. How did the skipper feel after the game? Let's hear from Pat Murphy, courtesy of Adam McKelvey.
Murphy had told us when we were talking about Jackson, such a great spring. You said there's going to be tough stretches. What do you tell a kid after a day like today when it's everything's magnified in the first game?
That's a great learning experience for him. You know, like they pitched him really tough, so credit the Yankees pitchers. And then, you know, the game's going to keep humbling you. You got to keep just staying after it. You know, that's what the game does. It keeps humbling you. And he'll learn from this, and he'll remember this as something that he had to go through. He killed it in spring training, hitting balls everywhere. If it was like, wasn't even trying. And then the intensity got turned up, and the situation changes, and guys are saying, I'm not going to throw Jackson a heater down the middle, hand him in, and all of a sudden, you know, things change. But, he'll respond to this at some point. He will respond.
If we talked about Devin before the game, and that ninth inning kind of unfolded probably as well as you would have liked it. Just, you know, a lot of good at-bats, get runners in scoring position to potentially tie the game. And then he just kind of stepped up there at the end.
He's great. You know, Devin's one of the best in the game. He's one of the best in the game. And when you have another team that knows you and you put together a good approach and then you still wiggle out of it, it's a credit to him.
I feel like Freddie was a little snake bit, especially the second homer wasn't, you know, crushed. Do you think he pitched well?
I think Freddie pitched great. I think it's a real bright spot for us. I think he threw the ball great. I thought we were in. Freddie gave us a chance to win. I love the way he pitched. I'm not going to complain about home runs or balls that would have been caught in other yards. We're playing in this yard, and that's what it was. So we had those same opportunities in the same yard. So I'm not going to complain about it. I thought he threw the ball great. Really impressed with Freddie.
Going back to Williams, what was it like watching just that whole inning unfold with the at-bats you guys were having?
Yeah, no, I mean, advantage us. We know the pitcher, but Devin made pitches at the end. Made a great pitch to Yelich. It's a great pitch.
Or if that's a moment for Capra that he won't forget. That's a guy who's fought for a lot in his career.
Yeah, I'm really happy for him. Really, really happy. They interviewed me in the fourth inning. And, that was the question, how about Benny Capra? I said, hey, for a kid, I don't know how old he is, but probably not 22, to have that moment, to finally get an opportunity to play and put together a great at-bat there. I'm really, really proud of him.
Colin show you a little something today with his at-bats?
He's been great all spring, man. He's sneaky. He had a great spring. He started slow. He was injured, and he had a great spring. Both left-handed and right-handed. Credit the Yankees for making a great play. Judge hit the ball off the base, changed the game. And then Volpe made a great play on that. Great play to his back end. Credit them. Their pitching staff was really, really good today. Kept us in check.
That is manager Pat Murphy. A little distraught, as you can hear, after that game, losing 4-2 to the New York Yankees. It's the leadoff show presented by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. You heard Pat Murphy there talk about one of these guys. He's going to be the MVP of the game.
Who is the MVP of the last game for the Crew?
Who stood out the most?
Let's find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
I've gone back and forth with this pick here. I feel like Freddy Peralta played the best game for the Milwaukee Brewers, but you get the loss. You know, ultimately, it's really run support that matters for that. Not that wins and losses is the end-all, be-all for pitchers. But why not? Let's give it to Vinny Capra after your first career home run on your first opening day roster. Vinny Capra is going to have our MVP and drive of the game with that home run he hit in the third inning. Now, I'm going to say this here. If Vinny Capra is good, that's going to be a complete game changer for this Milwaukee Brewers team. He had an awesome spring. Fantastic spring. Maybe the best in the major leagues. Six home runs there. He follows it up with a home run on opening day. Here is a number I want you guys to keep aware and to be in the loop on. Last year, everyone talking about the Milwaukee Brewers and how they failed to replace Willy Adames throughout the offseason. And really, the biggest thing from Willy Adames was how great his bat was and his power numbers specifically for this team that doesn't have a whole lot of power bats. Maybe you're going to get above-average home runs from Churio and Contreras at their positions. And if Yelich is healthy, what can he do in a full season? But last year, Willy Adames hits 32 home runs. Now, that's not the number. I want to add two players to this. Joey Ortiz last year, he hit 11 home runs. Oliver Dunn, he hit one home run for the Milwaukee Brewers last year. Now, I went to public school, but I got adding down during that time frame. That is 44 home runs between those three bats in the lineup. The Brewers should not be looking for someone to hit 32 home runs. They need a combination of three in the infield to hit 44 home runs. Those three I have: Vinny Capra, Joey Ortiz, Oliver Dunn. All of them should get more playing time in some sort of platoon this year. If any of them have the hot bat, they'll probably get the nod based on matchups to righty versus lefty, whatever it might entail. Can Vinny Capra, Joey Ortiz, and Oliver Dunn combine for 44 home runs? Averages out to about 15 a player, give or take. But if Vinny Capra wants to be good all season, can he hit 20? Can he carry some of the load for this team? I don't think it's going to be Ortiz or Dunn. Maybe Dunn in situational matchups. Interesting to see what he can do against righties this year after his spring. But that's the number you're looking for. 44 home runs from those three players. Now, also want to highlight our bullpen player of the game. This one, I will give the nod to Tyler Alexander. I was not impressed with Brian Hudson's performance. I thought he should have been a shoe-in for the playoff roster last year when they took on the New York Mets. He had a great, phenomenal 2024. Had some command issues. He did walk two. He didn't give up any runs in his sixth inning of work. But that's not going to be my bullpen pitcher of the game. I don't think that we can give it to Piamps after three pitches when he had to come in for relief for Koenig. So how about a clean eighth from Alexander, keeping that game close, forcing the New York Yankees to go with Devin Williams in that ninth inning. And the Brewers were hitting him around. It was not easy for Devin Williams. Definitely some jitters, it felt like, going up against your former ball club. And they did everything they needed. They had bases loaded, nobody out in that top of the ninth inning. Bryce Turang, sack fly, maybe not ideal, but getting the job done. You need better days out of the top of your order. The top of the order, the first four, if you will, Churio, Yelich, Contreras, and Hoskins, no hits out of any of those. Churio, we saw 5 Ks on opening day batting leadoff. Cannot have that happen again. I don't think it will. I'm excited to see what Nestor Cortes can do today in his first Brewers start, but how about the gauntlet he has to face for his first three batters? Three former MVPs, Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge. Now, Bellinger and Goldschmidt, not at their peak performance necessarily anymore, but Aaron Judge, obviously a guy that can potentially hit 60 home runs a season batting in the three spot today. Nestor Cortes, we're going to hear a little bit about him in the next segment here. We have a story, again, from Adam McAlvey of MLB.com. He got to sit down talking with them, released a story yesterday about Pat Murphy and other players' expectations and appearance with Nestor Cortes. We're going to hear from Drew Wagner at 11:40. He's going to jump on, give us some keys to the game, and preview the upcoming matchup against the New York Yankees. Emmanuel Berbari. He is the newest New York Yankees postgame host for WFAN 660 out in New York. He joined the Mason Crosby show yesterday, thought he had a lot of good things to say about Game 1 and help preview what you might expect from the Brewers and Yankees today. First pitch is at 12:05 at Yankee Stadium. But coming up next, we're going to talk with our Potawatomi sportsbook expert. It is Luis Olmos. Over there, the senior media manager from the Potawatomi Sportsbook. He's going to join us in the next segment. We'll hear all the great things going on over at the Sportsbook during opening day. There's March Madness still going on. And obviously, any Brewers game you'd like to see, a great atmosphere over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Coming up next, Luis Olmos over from Potawatomi. He'll join the leadoff show presented by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan, the studios also powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
At the wall, looking up, see you later!
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Yes, welcome back into the Leadoff Show. Tommy Wirtz here, taking you up all the way until Brewers' first pitch, scheduled for 12:05 from New York in Yankee Stadium. Before we get to Luis, let's hear the lineups one more time. Yankees lineup, Max Fried on the bump. First base, Paul Goldschmidt leading things off. In left field, Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge in right. Cleanup, Jazz Chisholm at second, Anthony Volpe at short, Austin Wells catching at six. Pablo Reyes, former Brewer, third baseman, batting seventh today. Jason Dominguez is eighth and DHing. Trent Grisham rounds it out in center field at nine. Nestor Cortes, his first career Brewer start underway today. Same lineup from opening day. In left field, Jackson Churio, DHing Christian Yelich. Catching today, William Contreras. Cleanup for the Brewers is first baseman Reese Hoskins. Sal Frelick gets another nod in the five spot, playing right field today. Joey Ortiz, shortstop, batting six. Garrett Mitchell, Vinny Capra, Bryce Terang rounded out 7-9 at center field, third base, and second base, respectively. Now, let's get to our Potawatomi Sportsbook expert here, our senior media manager from the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Luis, almost joining the show. Luis, how are we doing today?
Doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Doing fantastic. Luis is my guy, if people don't know this. I had Sparky try to send me Luis's number. I already knew I needed Luis's number. I got that months ago, last time hanging out at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Luis, how is the atmosphere this weekend between Brewers home opener? You guys have some awesome March Madness games going on. Yesterday, we saw a lot more competitive games. How are things going down at the Sportsbook right now?
Incredible right now. You know, people are definitely juiced up, you know, ready for Brewer season here. Opening day on Thursday, it was incredible. You know, a midday start, and it was jam-packed in there. People were excited for Brewer season. And then, you know, all weekend, Sweet 16, Elite Eight games. Last night, we had some good energy in there. That Houston game, you know, it's almost midnight when it ends, and people were excited to be in there. Reservations still available for the Elite Eight, you know, today and tomorrow. So, and definitely go to Potawatomi.com if you want to come watch some Elite Eight games, or you know you want to come and watch Brewers, and then you know a couple good basketball games today and tomorrow.
Yeah, reserving your seats like you just brought up there. You still got some availability next week, I assume, for some awesome Final Four matchups.
Absolutely. Yep. Next Saturday, book ahead. Right. Depending on the matchups, we see a lot of kind of fan bases really start to gobble those up. Right. So if you're looking at Michigan State or Duke, one of those blue bloods. those Dukies will come out to the sports book and pack it for sure. But you know, we're excited for the Final Four. You know, whatever four teams they are, we're expecting a great turnout.
Absolutely, absolutely. How did it feel to watch Milwaukee Brewers baseball again, Luis? Are you a big Brewers fan there? I mean, it's kind of a spectacle when it's the home opener in Milwaukee, but still, you get your fix of Brewers baseball, and what's more baseball than playing the New York Yankees?
I'm a huge Brewer fan. You know, you have to love this young core of Jackson Churio, Bryce Turan, Garrett Mitchell, Sal Frelick. I mean, you look at these guys and they're like, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic, right? So I keep telling myself, hey, within the next 3, 4, 5 years, these guys could be the ones to finally win a World Series, you know, for Milwaukee. So it's definitely exciting to have it back. You know, baseball means warm weather's right around the corner. So, you know, we absolutely love it. I love it. Had an opening day on Monday, excited for that. But, you know, just seeing this young core of guys just gets you ready for baseball season. They're so exciting to watch.
Absolutely, absolutely. And looking in on the Milwaukee Brewers betting lines today, currently underdogs at +145 money line, the run line at +1.5 in favor of the New York Yankees. The over-under's been moving a lot today, actually. It started at 8.5. I think I saw it get up to 9.5, and I think it's settled down at 9 now here, Luis. Which one do you like out of those right there for the Brewers-Yankees game 2? Obviously, game 1 not going ideal, but you got to think that you got to bet the Brewers to win one of these games over the weekend, right?
I would bet it today, definitely. You know, you have Max Fried on the mound for the Yankees, first time starting at Yankee Stadium. You think maybe the jitters are there a little bit. Then you got, you know, Nasty Nestor pitching for the Brewers, who's very familiar with taking the mound there. So I like the Brewers' money line today, and I hope these guys can take advantage of that short porch. You know, they have some good lefties. Sal Frelick, you know, put on some muscle over the summer, so hopefully he takes advantage of that short porch and right. But, you know, I like the Brewers' money line today. Max Fried, you never know if there's some jitters. That first time taking the bump, you know, Yankee Stadium in the pinstripes. You never know what that's like.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do want to say here, we tried this out last time. We'll try it out for as long as it doesn't hit. I feel like that's the fun part of it. Justin Arnett, when I had him on last on Thursday, had made a selection for one Brewers player to homer in the game. He did not pick Vinny Capra, unfortunately. He did pick Willie Contreras, however. If you got one guy you want to see go yard, let's see what do you say on this one, Luis.
Again, I go back to that short porch. Can some of these guys take advantage of it? You're getting really good value right now from Christian Yelich at +650 to hit a home run today. If you really want to go on a limb, Sal Frelick is +1150, but he only hit 2 home runs last year. So I'm going to go Christian Yelich today. That +650 to hit a home run today. I like Yelich going yard today for the Brewers.
Talking with Luis Olmos, the senior media manager over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Thanks so much for joining us here. Luis, what else do you want to plug before I let you go here to come on down to the Potawatomi Sportsbook? What do they got going on for the people there?
Yeah, you know, a couple cool food and beverage specials that you can take advantage of tomorrow on a Sunday. So if you're an early riser, come and get hot ham and rolls. We have hot ham and rolls available on Cream City Coffee Company starting at 9 a.m. 6 rolls, a pound of sliced ham starting, you know, for $12. So if you're an early riser, you want that hot ham and rolls to go with that noon Brewers start, come on down. Or a nice dinner for tomorrow night as well. It's our, you know, at Dream Dance Steakhouse, we have our Sunday feast for two. 2 Caesar salads, a huge 24-ounce New York strip steak, 2 lobster tails, mashed potatoes, asparagus, chocolate cake, and a bottle of wine, all for $120. So if you're looking for something in the morning or at night, tomorrow on Sunday, you know, come on down to Cream City for hot ham and rolls or Dream Dance Steakhouse for that Sunday dinner for two.
Is there anything better than the vibes that Sunday ham and rolls bring, Luis? You get Brewers baseball on top of it. I mean, I might have to make it down. I am a sucker for ham and rolls. Luis, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have you on again, I'm sure. Have a great rest of your day, and go Brewers, all right?
Thanks. Go Brewers.
That is Luis Olmos, the senior media manager over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I'm telling you, if you have not been to the sportsbook yet, first of all, what are you doing? You need to get down there. It is awesome. It feels like you're in Vegas, in a Vegas sportsbook. The TVs, I mean, they have maybe 700 of them in that sportsbook in their area. It's beautiful. There's a full bar there as well. I mean, Luis always hooks it up over there as well. Tell him you know Tommy. Maybe he'll get you a deal on that one.
Line drive, base hit, down the left field line.
Let's see what the skipper has to say heading into today's game. Let's head to the coach's corner. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
No sound yet from Brewers manager Pat Murphy, but there was an article written yesterday on MLB.com from Adam McAlvey, friend of the station for sure, and he talked about Nestor and what he is ready to bring, specifically funk, in his crew debut. He talked a little bit with the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Counsell, and he had a lot of nice things to say about the front office and his expectations here. The Ivory Tower, says Murphy, that's what I call the front office, the Ivory Tower, has a plan in terms of depth and all that type of stuff. That's the great thing about what GM Matt and his group do. They provide us depth every year. It might not be experienced depth. You know that's expensive, but we have depth. The 13 guys we have showing up, they can get the job done for Nestor. Now, if you are unfamiliar with Nestor Cortez and what he brings, he is a goofy guy up there. He did make the opening day start for the New York Yankees last year. Obviously, Gerrit Cole injured starting that year, as well injured starting this year. Nestor Cortez does a lot of different things on the mound. We've seen him change up his windup when he pitches out of the stretch. He has some quick release stuff. He says in this article as well, I would love to have 97, 98 instead of the funkiness. But to my advantage, I'm able to have that control over my body and balance. It's worked for the times that I've done it. We'll see. He's familiar with this park. So Nestor Cortez, pitching in Yankee Stadium, obviously, for the last few years for the New York Yankees. He's been solid. Nothing too crazy. Was an all-star. Did finish eighth in Cy Young voting back a few seasons ago in 21 with the New York Yankees. But what can Nestor Cortez bring to the Milwaukee Brewers? That's the question. You gave up Devin Williams for him. You already saw what he did yesterday. Brewers kind of hit him around. And Caleb Durbin is sitting in the minors. So it's Nestor Cortez to see what you get for your return for Devin Williams. And game two is an exciting start for Nestor Cortez. I don't love the matchup he has off the beginning with the murderer's row of Goldschmidt, Bellinger, and Judge to start things off. But I'm excited to see what Nestor Cortez can bring to this Milwaukee Brewers. Is he going to be the number two all season? I doubt that. When Tobias Myers comes back, Brandon Woodruff comes back, maybe we'll still see Nestor early on in rotation, but those are two pitchers that the Brewers have a lot higher expectations for, I believe, than Nestor Cortez. Not to say that they're low on Nestor, but it'll be interesting to see where he fits on this team. Now, who should we also be looking at? That's Chris Hook with Nestor Cortez. He says, I thought he was a superhero. It's good to be different with Nestor Cortez. He now has a 3.8 ERA over seven big league seasons. And I actually messed that up. Not 21, 22 is when he was in that all-star game. It's going to be fun. He's got a new look to him. He's got the beard for the first time, not just the mustache. I think he dyed his hair some sort of pink, whatnot. I don't know what the color. Fuchsia? My mom was rolling right now that I don't know what color of pink this is. But yes, Nestor Cortez making his major league debut right now. His Brewers debut for the crew today. What are some of the keys to the game, you might ask? Let's get to those next.
How does the crew win today's game? Who needs to step up? Let's find out with the keys to the game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Got to start at the top of the lineup, right? You can't have zero hits from your top four hitters. Really, Sal Frelick, nothing too hard off the bat. I think his first hit was 67 off the bat, and his next hit might have been 8 miles an hour. It went to first base. Nothing too impressive, but you get on base twice regardless. It's not Sal Frelick that you're looking for in this game. Who is going to be the one to break out of their hitless start to the 2025 season. Jackson Churio, obviously 5 strikeouts in that first game. Can't get used to that. Cannot get used to that, especially if you're going to bat Jackson Churio leadoff. Christian Yelich, DHing again. Your job is quite literally only to hit when you play as the designated hitter. Christian Yelich, let's see if he can get off that schneid as well. Contreras and Hoskins. Hoskins walked twice, so I can't be too upset about his performance. But again, let's see something get in play here and what they might want to do from it. Obviously, Hoskins also a great spring. He had 6 homers for the Milwaukee Brewers, looking to find his first one of the 2025 regular season. I do want to highlight some sound we got on the Mason Crosby show as well earlier late in the week on Friday. Emmanuel Berbari joined the Mason Crosby show, the post-game host on WFAN 660 in New York. Let's get to our Eye on the Enemy part of the show.
Nobody likes them.
Craig Council returning to American Family Field.
We all want to see them lose.
It's not my job to tell people how to feel about something or even to, like, figure it out. Like, let people feel how they want to feel, and I'm good with that, you know, and I think it doesn't have to be all positive.
It's time to eye up the enemy for today's game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Of course, Mason Crosby and Mitch Thunder Nellis. You can hear them every weekday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on The Fan. Andy Herman, Packaday Radio Show as well before them at 8 a.m. Local programming all throughout The Fan now. Of course, Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Charlie Usen producing that one. 2 to 5 every weekday. What did Emmanuel Berbari think of the first ever appearance of Devin Williams? You had to ask about that after it looked like the Brewers might rally there in the 9th.
Extremely high. I mean, those are 2 of the best hitters in baseball. They're the 2 hitters outside of Contreras, of course, that you fear the most atop that that Brewers order. And Yankee fans really haven't seen much of Devin Williams yet. They know how good he is as a closer, but that's his first appearance in the regular season at Yankee Stadium with his new team. So clearly he wasn't in the zone to start that inning. He was trying to figure things out, and the inning was spiraling out of control and away from him. So getting into that situation and getting into 2 full counts with Churio and Yelich, and the confidence level was very low. So the fact that he got the job done, obviously that's not going to be the case for Devin Williams throughout the season. He's going to have a lot of dominant outings for the Yankees. But the fact he wiggled out of that one, I think is very encouraging, because it just as easily could have gone the other direction. So in the moment, I don't think anybody's confidence is very high. They were just kind of clutching and hoping that a couple moments later they'd come away with the victory.
And they did do that indeed. Not before they got Devin Williams a little rattled, though. They brought a run across via the sac fly from Bryce Terang in game number 1. And they had Williams over 30 pitches with the bases loaded and no outs. Down by 3, Brewers unable to capitalize, lose 4-2 to the Yankees on opening day. Who should the Milwaukee Brewers be on the lookout for in Game 2? Well, how about the starter, Max Fried?
So that'll be his first Yankee start after signing the 8-year deal this offseason. So a lot of good vibes and high expectations for Max Fried. And got a good pitching matchup, too, because Fried and former Yankee Nestor Cortes came over to the Brewers in the Devin Williams trade.
Yes, Devin Williams trade led to Nestor Cortes and an 8-year deal from Max Fried for the Yankees. He had to get moved up as well to the number 2 starter after Gerrit Cole's injury with Tommy John made the Yankees have to regroup in their rotation. Coming up, we're going to talk here on the Leadoff Show, presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook and live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, to Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. He's going to join the show in the next segment, get us all caught up, his reactions to Game 1, and also what he can expect from this Milwaukee Brewers club for Game 2. It's the Leadoff Show, presented by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios.
It's time to get the latest from the clubhouse as we get closer to the first pitch being thrown for today's game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Let's get to the lineups here again before we get with Drew Wagner. We have a nice new pitcher matchup before both teams getting their new team debuts. Nestor Cortes going to start for the Milwaukee Brewers, leading off Jackson Churio in left, DHing Christian Yelich. Catching at the three spot, it's William Contreras. Cleaning up for the Milwaukee Brewers at first base, Reese Hoskins. Sal Frelick back in the five spot again in right field. Joey Ortiz playing short, batting six. Garrett Mitchell, Vinny Capra, Bryce Terang rounding out center, third, and second for the Milwaukee Brewers. Exact same lineup from opening day. And now joining the show from Forbes Sports, Brewers beat reporter Andrew Wagner. Drew, how are we thinking this lineup? Running it back for game two, what was your reaction to that one here today?
Well, we get some better results out of the top four. That was a frustrating way to open the season, but you know, it's gonna be their kind of go to lineup.
Yes, absolutely. Another lefty as well. How did you feel watching the Brewers in the first meaningful game on the season? I know it's game one, you can't take too much into it, but after watching a month of virtually meaningless games in spring in Arizona, what did you think about seeing the Brewers in action? How were the emotions? I know they honored Bob Uecker on the broadcast. They do anything in person for that. I'm excited to get Milwaukee Brewers baseball back. How did it feel for game one to watch the Brewers again?
Kind of like it did last year, especially with that ninth inning, just coming right back in there and making a game out of it. And it felt very, very much like they picked up where they left off last year. Right down to the whole Devin Williams ninth inning experience, even though it was on the different side this year. So it felt very much the same as it did last year, the same style of baseball, the same kind of pugnacious little spirit there in the ninth inning. You know, just need to get better results from the top guys in your lineup. If anything, and this was the story that I wrote, if anything, that game proved more than ever that spring training stats just don't matter.
If they don't matter, then what does that mean for Vinny Capra? Because that was pretty awesome to see him launch his first career home run for the Brewers on his first opening day roster. Now, I know, again, it's game one, spring doesn't matter, but is Vinny Capra going to be good, or is he just like hot right now and you got to keep rocking with him? Because if Vinny Capra is good, it's going to be a completely different landscape here for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, I think we don't know yet if he's good. And I think right now he is hot, and that's the longer he stays hot, the easier it is to figure out if he's good. The two aren't mutually exclusive. Yeah, I think if he can settle in and grab hold of this job, that's great news for the Brewers.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's pretty much what Joey Ortiz did last year with the third base job. You know, he was just going to be in the mix. Oliver Dunn got hurt. They got kind of decimated there. They didn't really have much of a choice. All right, Ortiz, you're playing third. Let's go. And he took hold of the job and ran with it. If they can get Capra or Dunn or anyone that's in the mix of that position to grab hold of the job and run with it, I mean, that means they're playing well, which just bodes well for the Brewers.
It definitely does. It definitely does. Speaking here with Andrew Wagner, you follow him on Twitter at by Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Here's the number I think that you got to watch out for here, keeping up with this Vinny Capra and Joey Ortiz talk. Last year, right, the Brewers have Willy Adames. He's playing every single day for the Brewers, and he's got a great bat. He hits 32 home runs. But combined, Willy Adames, Joey Ortiz, Oliver Dunn go for 44 home runs. If Vinny Capra is better than what you may have expected from him in his position at third base, do you think the number 44 home runs for Vinny Capra, Joey Ortiz, and Oliver Dunn is a good line to set to see if the Brewers can replicate the same success they had with their infield last year?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty lofty number. We don't know. We're one game in. We don't know what kind of pop we're going to see. We haven't even seen Dunn out there yet. I think that's if they can do that, that's great. That might be a little lofty, though, at least at this point in the season, to kind of put that number out there.
Just a number to look at throughout the year. It's 15 a person. I think that is quite a bit for maybe one or two of those in the lineup for sure. But if Capra wants to hit 162 homers, they'll get that number no problem for sure. I wanted to ask you about Freddy Peralta, because I thought Freddy had an awesome game out there on game one. His two homers he gave up, you saw the graphics. I mean, they're not homers in two-thirds of the ballparks. He had 8 Ks. He had the huge one on Aaron Judge to end that fifth inning. What did you see out of Freddy? It feels like the pitchers at the beginning of the year, you're usually not looking for too much, but Freddy impressed on opening day.
That was a Freddy Peralta outing. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. If you've watched Freddy Peralta long enough, that's exactly what you've come to expect out of Freddy Peralta. There's going to be some home runs. There's going to be a ton of strikeouts. It's going to be like 5 or 6 innings. You know, that was a quintessential Freddy outing. It was good. He was good. He was sharp.
He looked pretty good to me as well. And the Brewers getting their first look now at Nestor Cortez for them. What are you looking for out of Nestor here in his first start? It does not start off easy. He's got 3 former MVPs to start off for the New York Yankees. What do you think we can expect out of Nestor in his first start as a Milwaukee Brewer?
That's kind of the big question. You know, they need Nestor Cortez to be good in order to be a good team this year. He was a big pickup. I don't think it got as much attention. You know, people focused more on getting rid of Devin Williams, but he was a big piece to add into this mix, especially right now with the starting rotation so devastated. Not quite sure what to expect yet out of him. You know, he was kind of just there in spring training, just, you know, a veteran guy doing his thing. He hadn't even taken the mound yet when I was still down in spring training, so his outings came after I was back. He's just a veteran left-hander. He knows what he's doing. When he's good, he is really, really good. And I think that's the version the Brewers are hoping to see today.
Absolutely. Nestor Cortez making his Brewers debut here in just about 20 minutes until first pitch. Sitting here with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Looking at the future here for this Milwaukee Brewers, they still have not named a starter for the home opener on Monday against the Kansas City Royals. Tyler Alexander came in the 9th yesterday. I think he had, a candidacy for that number 4 opening day starter. Who do you think we can expect to see when the Brewers get back home here against Kansas City?
That's a good question. I think it kind of depends on what the state of their pitching is after today and tomorrow. You know, if they have to go through a ton of guys in their bullpen, then they maybe have to make a move and bring someone up, which seems kind of logical at this point. If they kind of cruise through these next 2 days behind Cortes and Savali, maybe then they can use one of their guys or go a bullpen game on the home opener, which wouldn't be too shocking either. So I think it all kind of depends on what the situation is after these 2 games, how their bullpen looks after they get through this Yankees series.
Yeah, do you see some hesitancy to announce just because the Brewers, it seems like they're going to have their rotation pretty much fully formed in about a month here. Do you think that's why there might be some hesitancy to bring anyone up, because the Milwaukee Brewers are confident that they'll have Quintana and Woodruff and Myers all back come May?
Yeah, that's probably part of it. You know, they don't have to make a move right now. You know, they could bring one of their guys up for a spot start. That's not a big deal. Like, you can bring a guy up, send a guy back down. That's, you know, not that difficult to do. Who you send out, that's part of the problem, because you have to think about roster math and who's got options and who doesn't, and then how long someone has to stay down there. So there's always something that goes into it. But yeah, I think they'll just play it by ear, see where they're at through these next 2 games. Like, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they go out there with a bullpen game on Monday, you know, give Jared Keating an opener role again, because he was pretty good at it last year, and just let the fellas roll.
Absolutely. Drew Wagner joining us here from Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter @ByAndrewWagner. Drew, give me your prediction for game 2. The Brewers got to win one of these games this weekend, right? Why do you think game 2 might be better than game 3?
Maybe You know, I don't think Jackson Chourio is going to go 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts again. I don't think the top of the order is going to get mowed down like they did the last time out. And I think Nestor Cortes is going to show up today. I mean, you get amped up when you face your old team. Plus, being in that environment in Yankee Stadium, I could see Nestor having a game today.
That is what we are all hoping for. Drew, thank you so much for joining the show. Enjoy game number 2. Let's be on the lookout for win number 1 this season. Go Brewers, Drew.
We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. That is Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Joining the show all the time this season. He'll be on virtually every single road game. He's going to get a sound from inside the clubhouse during the home games because he'll have that beat at American Family Field. 2 games until the home opener. Don't forget, we're going to be over at Pauly's Pub for that one. I will be there an hour before first pitch, taking you through this leadoff show again. If you want to follow The Fan on Twitter, that is @TheFanMilwaukee. You can follow me on Twitter @TommyWSSP, keeping up with all things Milwaukee Brewers and, of course, local sports here on The Fan. Excited to get to game number 2 here. I have to make a prediction as well. I'm nervous for this one for the Milwaukee Brewers, specifically for Nestor Cortes. Now, the good news is he is familiar with this park. He's pitched in Yankee Stadium for the last few years, obviously for the New York Yankees. Is that a good thing? Probably. Is it a bad thing? He's never faced the New York Yankees and guys like Aaron Judge and Paul Goldschmidt at the top of the order. Yeah, I'm a little nervous about it. I'm not sure. The short porch, it's just, I'm not mad at Freddy Peralta at all for giving up 2 Mickey Mouse home runs. I know the Anthony Volpe one, you can say it was gone in 8 other parks. I don't care. If it was it gone at American Family Field, that's the number I want to see. I thought Freddy had an awesome outing in his first one. Let's see if Nestor Cortes can do the same. 4-1 last game for the Milwaukee, or 4-2 last game rather for the Milwaukee Brewers. I'll say that they get the bats going again today. Let's go 4-3 in favor of the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's see Trevor McGill get out there for his first opportunity at a save. That's going to be something I'd love to see because the bullpen was pretty underwhelming, it felt like, in game number 1. Didn't see anything I was really in love with. We'll see what the new arms on game 2 can do. Now, we will have the leadoff show again tomorrow. The Milwaukee Brewers will wrap up with the Yankees. That first pitch is at 12:35 for New York. That will mean that we will be on here at 11:30 here on The Fan. It'll be myself, Tommy Wirtz, taking you up all the way until first pitch. We're about 10 minutes away here. The Milwaukee Brewers looking for their first win of the 2025 season. Let's hear the lineups one more time before we let you guys go. Nestor Cortes is got the bump for the Milwaukee Brewers. Jackson Chourio, Christian Yelich, William Contreras are leading 3 for the Milwaukee Brewers. Rhys Hoskins, Sal Frelick, Joey Ortiz, 4-6. Garrett Mitchell, Vinny Capra, Bryce Terang round out the bottom 3. For the New York Yankees, Max Fried on the bump. Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge to lead things off in the bottom of the first. For the New York Yankees, Jazz Chisholm, Anthony Volpe, and Austin Wells are 4-6. Pablo Reyes, Jason Dominguez, Trent Grisham round out the order for the New York Yankees. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the leadoff show today. My name is Tommy Wirtz. I'll be with you tomorrow and every other game, hopefully, for the Milwaukee Brewers this season. If you miss anything on The Fan, make sure you guys check out the Odyssey app. It is awesome. You can go back, listen to all your favorite shows here on The Fan. I'm talking Pack-A-Day Radio, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every weekday, an interview at 8:20 as well. We have The Mason Crosby Show, 9 a.m. to 11 every weekday as well. And, of course, Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. That'll do it for us here on The Leadoff Show. Game 2 about to be underway from Yankee Stadium. Don't forget, send them home.